Health officials in Gaza say that the death toll is on the rise, with more Israeli attacks hitting the Gaza Strip. More than 55 Palestinians, including dozens of children and women, have been pronounced dead, and more than 300 others injured, with dozens in critical conditions. In the meantime, Israel and Hamas are still trading fire, with no horizon for a truce foreseen. In a statement issued by Hamas late this afternoon, the party holds Israel fully responsible for this round of fighting and says that a ceasefire can be reached only if Israel halts all actions across the occupied East Jerusalem. Dr. Bassem Naim is a spokesperson for Hamas and head of Hamas's Council for International Relations.
We have killed a lot of leaders, starting from Sheikh Yassin and Dr. Abdelaziz Rantisi, and Dr. Abdelaziz Rantisi, and Ismail Abu Shanab, and Salah Shahada. What is the result? Hamas is becoming stronger and stronger and broader on the ground and border. Each leader leaving us on the way of martyrdom is the way to gain more supporters and more support and more members for supporting the resistance.
As the situation is getting tense in the Gaza Strip, mediation efforts are underway, mainly by the United States and Egypt. A high-ranking American official is to visit the region soon for possible restoration of calm. An Egyptian delegation is already in the region. Amidst this situation, Gaza-based veteran political analyst Talal Okel says that the ball is in the court of Israel.
Israel should understand that it is facing a whole Palestinian nation, whether in West Bank, Jerusalem, and Israel itself, Gaza, Hebron, as Israel is denying Palestinian rights, still going ahead with some racist and transfer plans for Palestinians. Israel is definitely in confrontation with that nation.
Thursday morning, the Gaza Strip's 2.2 million residents will observe the Eid al-Fitr as the holy month of Ramadan comes to an end on Wednesday. But with more violence on the ground, Palestinians might not be able to mark the Eid, as movement across the streets of Gaza seems very limited. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.